Time for this week's Caregiver Corner. Joining us, Lark Trigstad is in studio. Lark, how are you?
I'm great. It's a beautiful day. It's going to get hotter, though.
It is. It's going to get hotter, and the air conditioning is going to be cranked up high,
I think.
But, you know, it is summertime, which, I mean, that's the stuff we deal with in the summertime is the heat sometimes. But it also, it gives us plenty of reasons to be more active. I know from beaches to barbecues season. It offers much to celebrate. However, a new season can also bring new challenges, so it's important to remind older adults and caregivers to keep health and safety in mind when making summer plans. And the AGS Health and Aging Foundation recommends sharing these cool tips for making the most of the season.
Yeah, and lately I've been hearing, you know, on the news broadcast that everybody's giving out the similar advice. So it may be simple, but it's really good to go over it, in particular for older adults. Number one, prolonged exposure to excessive heat in summer months can be really dangerous for older adults. You know, when the temperature climbs above 80, older adults need to be proactive and take precautions to avoid ailments due to excessive heat. So the first common sense thing is stay away from the direct sun exposure as much as possible. And if possible, plan the outdoor activities either early in the morning or when the sun starts to set. And air conditioning is your best friend in the summer. A lot of older people like to keep it warm, and that's fine, but you know, you really need some circulating air. So air conditioning, spend as much time as you can inside.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, stay hydrated as well. That's another big thing.
Yeah.
Drink plenty of cool water, clear juices, and other liquids that don't contain alcohol or caffeine. Alcohol and caffeine cause you to lose water in your body by making you urinate more.
Exactly. They're a diuretic.
Yeah, very much so. Dress appropriately, too, I would think. Whenever you can, try wearing loose, light-colored clothes. Avoid dark-colored clothes as they may absorb heat. Top it off with a lightweight, broad-brimmed hat, and you're dressing like a pro. I mean, these simple changes will help you both stay cool and avoid sunburn, too.
Did someone say sunburn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Buy a broad spectrum sunscreen, lotion, or spray with sun protection factor, SPF of, now this is, according to the American Geriatric Society, 15 or higher. So in the general population of, I mean, like younger people, we'd say, you know, higher than that, but apply the sunscreen liberally to all of your exposed skins. And oh, you know, those bugs are abundant in summer, so try to spray the insect repellent before you're going outdoors.
Yeah, very, very much so. I would think cool down.
And this is a good tip. Take tepid, not too cold or too hot, showers, baths, or smud batch when you're feeling warm. The extremes can be trigger-causing for things like hypotension, falling down. Don't have time? Then wet washcloths or towels with wet, cool water and put them on your wrist, your ankles, under your arms, and your neck.
You know, and summer can get us outside more. Walking is a great way to take advantage of outdoor time.
Oh, yeah. Safe walking is important because you need to be aware of your surroundings and plan to walk during the daytime or in well-lit areas in the evening. And keep an eye out for those uneven surfaces, possible obstacles, and other tripping hazards. You've been walking on sidewalk and you see the cracks come up or you don't see them, and or little stones or pebbles that can slide the ankle, and there
sure.
you go.
Yeah, and walking, the most popular form of exercise among older adults, and it's a great choice.
It is, for no matter what chronic disease that you have. And walking strengthens muscles, helps bone health, and improves balance and lowers the likelihood of falling. So there you go. Stay empowered, stay informed.
Definitely.
NorthIowaSageLink.com. And then, do you see my little picture down there?
That's, I do, on the sheet
probably
you gave
before
me.
You were born.
Definitely before I was born. Same month, though, that I was born.
Really? Then. Good. Okay.
Yes, we have that going for us.
Yeah, the Lovin' Spoonful. They had that song, Summer in the City. And you know what? It reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in August of 1966. So there you go.
There we go. I like that.
Yeah, I was 11. running around Mason City playing.
I wasn't even a thought then.
Well, I hope everybody can take advantage of these tips, and I know they're, you know, kind of straightforward, but very important.
Very true. And you can always learn more at NorthIowaSageLink.com.
That's it.
Lark Trigstad, thanks for joining us for the Caregiver Corner.
Thank you.
That's this week's Caregiver Corner. I'm Jesse Stewart.